You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, friends, to day 3 of our Christmas novena. Before we begin, let us take a moment to settle our minds and open up our hearts. Let us focus on our breath as we breathe in God's love and breathe out any distractions. Let us invite the Holy Spirit as we bless ourselves. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of poverty which Jesus lived, even from his birth. God planned that when his Son was to be born on earth, a census was to be taken by the emperor, obliging the head of every household to go to the place of his birth and register. And so Joseph had to go with his wife to Bethlehem to enroll according to the decree of Caesar. While there, Mary's time of delivery arrived. Because she had been driven from all other houses and even from the common shelter for poor people, she ended up spending the night in a cave and there gave birth to the King of Heaven. It is true that Jesus would have been just as poor if he had been born in Nazareth. But at least there he would have had a dry room, a little fire, warm clothes, and a comfortable cradle. But no, he chose to be born in a cave without a fire to warm him. He chose to have the livestock's manger for his cradle and a little prickly straw for his bedding in order that he might experience what poor people have to experience. Let us enter that cave in Bethlehem, but let us enter with faith. If we go without faith, we will see nothing but a poor infant who moves us to compassion by seeing him so beautiful, but shivering with cold and crying from the itchiness of the straw on which he lies. But if we enter with faith, we will believe that this child is the Son of God, who loved us so much that he came down to earth and endured so much to pay for our sins. How could we not thank him and love him? Affections and prayers. O sweet infant, how can I be so ungrateful to you and offend you so often, knowing how much you have done for me? But the tears you cried and the poverty you chose to endure out of love for me give me hope in the forgiveness of all the sins that I have committed. I regret, my Jesus, that I have turned my back on you and on my sisters and brothers so often. I love you above all things. You are my God and my all. From this day forward, you will be my only treasure and my only good. With Saint Ignatius of Loyola, I will say, give me your love, give me your grace, and I will be rich. I wish for and I desire nothing else. You alone are sufficient for me, my Jesus, my life and my love. Thank you. O Mary, so close to Jesus, help me to be grateful for the gift of faith in your Son. And this, dear friends, concludes day 3. Let us end by offering glory to God for the gift of the Incarnation. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here.
You have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.